Today's daf is Menachis Davov, and we are about six lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amid Beis, Mar Birei Deravina. So the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Menachis is the Sugya of Shaloi Lishma. Specifically, the Gemara was discussing a Minchas HaOmer that was brought Shaloi Lishma. And the Gemara brought a Machloikis, Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rava. Minchas HaOmer Shaloi Lishma. What's the halacha going to be? Rav said, it's going to be possible. Reish Lakish said, it's like an ordinary mincha. It's kasher v'loi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. What's unique with the mincha soimer is that being that it was matter the tefuah chadasha and it's loi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva when it's shaloi l'shma, the halacha is that although ordinarily the kehanim are allowed to eat the shiari mincha, this shirayim will be aser for the kehanim to eat. And finally, Rava said a chiddush. Rava said the mincha soimer, being that it was bamin asa'irim, is not even viewed as an ordinary avoida, and it has to be a davar haroyal avoida in order to have any machshava. Whether it's shalei l'shma or chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkhaymai, etc., etc., and it's for that reason a mincha sa'ayma shalei l'shma is going to be kasha. And then the Gemara digressed. Me'inyin le'inyin, almost shalei ba'isa inyin, and went from there into a halacha of a treifa. A treifa, an animal that's a treifa, is pasul la'hakrova. How do you know that? It's not from a pasuk. It says in the Torah, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, min habakar. That's one of the species of animals that are okay to be used as a carbon. The word min is coming to teach me something. It's lahoitzias atreifa. The Gemara brought a braisa that discuss why is it that we need a pasuk min habakar lahoitzias atreifa. V'aloi dinu. Shouldn't I be able to learn it mikal v'chaymer? Kal v'chaymer from balmum. Ma balmum shemuteris lehedit asru l'gvaya. Ma d'cha balmum, which would not render the animal unfit for achilas hedit. Renders the animal unfit. Ligivoya, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. It's considered posel lachilas Mizbeach, a trefa that a hegit's not allowed to eat. Kal v'chomer, it's something that should be posel lehakrova. And the Gemara therefore is asking a question. Why do I need a posik? Min habakar lahoitzias atreifa, shouldn't I know that a trefa is excluded from the kal v'chomer? And the Braisa itself attempted two perchas. Why maybe this kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer? Thus, I need a pasuk lahitzias atreifa. Number one, the braisa said chelav adam yochichu. Chelav adam are both asur lehedit, but at the same time, you take the chelav of certain animals, you put it on the mizbeach. All the dam went on the mizbeach. So you see something that's asur lehedit still going to be mutar l'gvay. But the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara, for whatever reason, said that's not a good teichiach. Then the Gemara said malika so oif teichiach. If you would do malika with an oif that's chulin, it would be pasul akrova. It would be a treifa. It would be an avela. Stating that, you see that Malika with Kachim is matrin. And the Gemara was Daicha that as well. Says the Gemara that even though we were essentially seem to have a Kal v'chomer, but still, if you're going to find some other Pircha on the Kal v'chomer, which there is, not revealing it to you, but which there is, then you'll understand why it is that we need a Pasuk, because the Kal v'chomer, although the two Pirchas that the Brice itself attempted to use to be Daicha the Kal v'chomer, fell flat. Chelav Adam Yechichu is not a good pirch on the Kal V'chomer. Malika is not a good pirch on the Kal V'chomer. But there is a pirch on the Kal V'chomer that's out there. And it's for that reason that we need a pasuk lohitzias atreifa. And the Gemara was attempting to understand what that other pircha is. The Gemara is going to make six attempts. We saw the first two yesterday. The first was Mincha So'emer Teichiach. That's why we're learning this sugya right now. We were talking about Mincha So'emer Shalei Lishma, because that's the sugya beginning of Masechtas Menachos. Sometimes it's just gishmak to follow the paper trail. So we're learning the sugya of Shalei Lishma. Mincha So'emer Shalei Lishma. A long discussion, literally a whole blot of Gemara, one of which pirchas involved mincha soimer. That's why we're learning it right here. Either way, the Gemara thought mincha soimer teichiach. The Gemara said that's not a good teichiach. Then the Gemara said pitum haktoiris teichiach. The Gemara rejected that as well. And now we're up to the third attempt. You know what the pircha is. You want to know why it's not a good kal v'chomer. Again, what's the kal v'chomer? Ma doch balmum, which is also lehedyit. Which is mutal lehedyit is asur ligvaya. A treifa, which is asur lehedyit, should certainly be asur ligvaya. Says the Gemara, mishum de ikel meimer Shabbos teichiach. I can bring a raya from Shabbos. Shasur lehedyit, not allowed to do any malachis, lametes malachis on Shabbos, umuteris ligvaya. But at the same time, there are malachis in the Beis Hamikdash that you are allowed to do even on Shabbos. So you see that Meleches Shabbos is Mutal Gvoya. They brought Karbonis on Shabbos, but at the same time, all those Meleches were Asa Lehedyah. So you see a concept of Asa Lehedyah and Mutal Gvoya. So maybe a Treifa too. Even though it's Asa Lehedyah, maybe it's going to be Mutal Gvoya, but the Gemara says Malik Shabbos, Shkein Huchim and Klola Eitzel Lehedyah. You find that Shabbos is Mutal Lehedyah as well. The Mila, Mila is Deicha Shabbos, and Mila involves Meleches Shabbos. Big Machloikis Rishonim, which Melacha is being done when you do bris milah. That's a whole different discussion. But the point is, whether it's chavalah, whether it's geziza, maybe dash, but that's a whole different discussion. When you learn perikrab l'yasa de milah, you learn the sugis and Shabbos. But the bottom line is that just like you find that Shabbos is hutra l'gvay, you find it's hutra l'hedyet. But the Gemara says, atu milah tzarech hedyet, milah is not considered tzarech hedyet, milah mitzvahi, milah is tzarech mitzvah. So the bottom line is you find in milah, or you find in Shabbos, something that's asur lehedyet, it's mutal gvoya. And maybe treifa also, which is asur lehedyet, is mutal gvoya. Thus, you don't have a kal v'chaymer. Thus, you would need the pasuk min habakar loitzias treifa. But the Gemara says that can't be the percha, because ella mal shabbos shekem mitzvasa bekach. Because it's true that you find that certain karbonos b'daycha shabbos. The carbon tamid was Deicha Shabbos, and the musafim were Deicha Shabbos. But the carbon tamid had to be brought on Shabbos. There was no other option, because the tamid had to be brought every day. Shabbos is one of every day. As a result, there was no other way to do it. The musafim on Shabbos had to be brought dafka on Shabbos. So being that it's true that you find something that's asur lehedyet, that's mutar legvay, but you only find in the context where it's mitzvah, where you have to do it. As opposed to a treifa, you don't have to be makriv a treifa. You can be makriv another animal. So it's true, there is an idea of asur lehedyet and mutar legvay, but only when it's mitzvah bekach. You can't relate that to treifa, because treifa is not mitzvah bekach. So as it relates to treifa, you would have to argue faker, that once I know it's asur lehedyet, it doesn't make sense, it should be asur legvay. So again, it can't be that Shabbos teichiach is the pircha on the kal v'chaymer, thus we have a kal v'chaymer. So what's the price of saying? In Mashi Voisev, if you can have a percha on the kal v'chaymer, you understand why I need a pasuk of min habakar loitzias hatreifa. What's the percha? Says the Gemara. You know what the percha of the kal v'chaymer is? Kalayim yechichu. Shasrum lehedit. Hedit's not that we're kalayim, mutar l'gvaya. But at the same time, kalayim is mutar l'gvaya. The avnet, which was one of the big day kahuna, was made out of kalayim. But the Gemara says, Malak kalayim shein kein hutra miklal neitzel hedyet. You find sometimes kalayim is mutal hedyet as well. It's not a perfect tushdel. Treifa is always asal hedyet. Whereas kalayim sometimes is mutal hedyet as well. But tzitzis, we know that if you have a beged that's made out of pishtim, then you could put tzemer, chutim of tzemer on it, and we'll say that the assay of tzitzis is going to be doicha, the lois assay of Shabbos. In fact, the makar that assay is doicha, lois assay is learned out from kalayim b'tzitzis. But the bottom line is that you see kalayim could be hutra for a hedyet as well. But the Gemara says, ultimate tzitzis is a hedyet too. Mitzvah. Tzitzis is mitzvah. That's not considered tzarech hedyet. Elo, matla kalayim. You want to know why kalayim is not a raya? For the same reason, shemitzvah sabikach. The big day kuna had to be made out of kalayim. So it's true. You found an idea of an iser, v'hedyet, that tmutal legvaya. But that's the only way to do it. The Torah said that big dekuna have to be made out of shatnas. It's not a raya to treifa, where there's never going to be a mitzvah sebekach to go ahead and be makir of the treifa. Thus, it would argue, it would reason to say that if it's asr lehedyet, kal v'chaim, it should be asr legevaya as well. You want to know what the pircha is. Again, the Brice is suggesting that if you're going to have a pircha on the kal v'chaymer, it's for that reason. If you can have a pircha on the kal v'chaymer, you'll understand why you need the pasuk min habakar. We're trying to figure out what that is. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshi b'Yedavid Yomam, Shund Ikla Meimel Had Adina B'Teisiv B'Mahatzad. Because l'chur, you can argue that I should be able to learn as a pircha. Again, we're trying to explain the pircha. That maybe the pircha is that tzad hashava between chela v'dam and malicha. Says the Gemara. Mala Malika, you're going to tell me Malika Teichiach. Malika is an example of Asa Lehedyet and Mutal Gvaya. So what did the Gemara say? Or when it initially brought Malika as a Teichiach, that Mala Malika Shekein Tusha Asa Israsa, that the reason Malika is Asa Lehedyet is Gufa because of its Kedusha, and that was the Pircha. But Chela V'dam Yechicho. Chela V'dam are Mutal Lehedyet. Also lehedyet umutal legvaya, and has nothing to do with kedusha. You're going to tell me malach chelav v'dam shekein bo michlal heter. That was the pircha that the brayse had previously brought. That chelav v'dam come from an animal where parts of the animal is mutter. I'll tell you malika teichiach. You don't have that svar over there. But chazra adin leroy zek roy zev leroy zek roy zev. Hatzad hashav shebehem shasur lehedyet umutal legvaya. What's the tzad hashav between chelav v'dam and malika? Asur lehedyet umutal legvaya. Afani avi treifa. Afal pisha asur lehedyet te muteres legvaya. So it's interesting. usually the Mahatzad would be brought to establish the Kal V'chomer. Here we're bringing the Mahatzad to establish the Percha. So the Brice is saying that, really, I shouldn't need a Pasuk in Abakalayt Sachayfa. I could learn the Kal V'chomer in Balmot. Being that there's a Percha on the Kal V'chomer, that's why you need the Pasuk. What's the Percha? The Percha is Malika. But that's not a good Percha. The Percha is Chelav Adam. That's not a good Percha. But a Tzadah Shava between Malika and Chelav Adam would establish the Percha. Thus, I don't have a Kal V'chomer. If I don't have a Kal V'chomer, I need a Pasuk of Min HaBok. But the Gemara says, Mala Tzadah Shava Shavem. It's not a good Tzadah Shava. Shekei Mitzvasa B'kach. Because this Mitzvasa B'kach is here as well. Chelav Adam Asa Lehedit Temutu L'Gvaya. But you have to put the Chelav on the Mizbeach. You have to put the dam on the Mizbeach. Malika is also the head, it's Mutalik Vayah. But you have to do Malika. The Torah says that's the only way to do it. You can't shech an oif of Gotchen. You have to do Malika. So it's true, you found again an example of also the head, it's Mutalik Vayah, but only when it's Mitzvah Bekach. That's not a tzushtal necessarily. It's not an analogy to treifa, which will never be Mitzvah Bekach. So being that it'll never be Mitzvah Bekach, it makes more sense to say V'kal v'chomer, that if it's asa lehedyot, you're right, where it's mitzvah sevekach, where it's the only way to do it, you do find the concept of asa lehedyot and mutal l'gvayah. But where it's not mitzvah sevekach, you certainly don't find it. Elam Rav Ashi, Mishum Dikla, maybe you know what the percha was. Me'ikara d'dina percha. Mecha k'maisis la mi'bamom. The whole kal v'chomer, maybe the Gemara was suggesting, is not a good kal v'chomer. Again, till now, we had a kal v'chomer, which we thought it was a great kal v'chomer. Balmum, which is mutal lehedyot, is asa l'gvayah. Trefa, which is asa lehedyot, certainly should be asa l'gvayah. And we've been trying to find Pirchas on the Kal V'chomer. Says the Gemara now, I think that what the Braisa meant when it seemed to raise doubt about this Kal V'chomer was not that it had a Pircha on the Kal V'chomer, but maybe there's a flaw in the Kishkes of the Kal V'chomer. Maybe there's something wrong with the Kal V'chomer. Why? Mi Ikr Dedina Pircha. There's something wrong with Ikr Kal V'chomer. Because Meicha, come Ma'is Islami Balmum. What's the Kal V'chomer? You're arguing that Treifas more Chama than Balmum. I could argue maybe Balmum is more chamer than treifa, because Mala Balmum, Shekein Asa Be'makriven K'kreven. A Balmum animal is Pasal Akrava. A Koyen Balmum is not allowed to do the Avodah either. So Kreven K'makriven, just like the Karev, the thing that's going on in the Mizbeach can't be a Balmum, so to the Makriv, the Koyen can't be a Balmum either. As opposed to treifa, a Koyen treifa is allowed to do the Avodah. So being that a Koyen treifa is allowed to do the Avodah, so it's actually a Kulen treifa. So you're telling me, Madach Balmum is Pasal Akrava, Kavachay Metreifa is Pasal Akrava. Says the Gemara, you know what the Bryce's insecurity with this Kal V'chomer was? Because maybe it's not a good Kal V'chomer. Maybe Balmum is more chamer than Treifa. Because Balmum, you see, a Kayin Balmum can't do the Avodah. We know a Kayin Treifa could do the Avodah. So then maybe the carbon, if it is a Treifa, would be kosher as well. Amale, Rav Acha Saba the Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Saba told Rav Ashi, if that's the argument, then even though it's true, it would mean that the Kal V'chomer from Balmum is not a good Kal V'chomer, but I can make a different Kal V'chomer. I could replace the Kal V'chomer. Take out the word Balmum and insert the word Yotze Daifin. What's a Yotze Daifin? That's an animal that's born cesarean. So Yotze Daifin Yechiach. A Yotze Daifin is also Pasal Akrava. Stating that, a Kayin that was born cesarean is kosher. He's allowed to do the Avodah. You don't find such a psal. Now, a Yotze Daifin is Mutta Lehedyet. It's also Ligvayah. So I'll make the Kal V'chomer. Treifa, that's also Lehedyet. Certainly should be also Ligvayah. And you can't tell me, Mali Yotze Daifin Shekein Asa by Makriven Kikraven, because it's not true. Because a Makriv Yotze Daifin can do the Avodah. So if the reason that the Kal V'chomer from Balmum is not a good Kal V'chomer is Ikud Adina Kapircha, because really the Balmum is more Chomer maybe than the Treifa Shekein Asa by Makriven Kikraven. I hear it. That would be a reason to knock out the Kal V'chomer by Balmum. But you would very easily be able to replace the Kal V'chomer with a Kal V'chomer Yotze Daifin. And the Braisa didn't do that. The Braisa brought a Pasuk. So again, Vais Tais, that's not the Pircha. But the Gemara says, again, Tomalei Rav Acha Saba the Rav Ashi, Yotze Daifin Yachiach Shli Yasa by Makriva, Kikrav Mutal Hedy Vasa the Gvaya. Gemara says, no, that's not a Kal V'chomer either. Because Mali Yotze Daifin came in a Kaddish by Pchaira. Yotze Daifin has a Chumra over Trefa. Because an animal that's born Yotze Daifin doesn't get Kedushas Pchaira. An animal that has a Mum does have Kedushas Pchaira. So a Bachar is unique, that even if it has a Balmum, right? We had that in Masech Tezvachim, it's the only carbon, where even though it has a Mum, it still has Dinan, and you're still supposed to go and give it to the Kayan. So you see that Yotze Daifin has a Chumra over Bechaira. So being that it has a Chumra over Bechaira, so maybe it's for that. But the Gemara says Balmum Yechiach. Balmum, Bechar, has Dinan, and it too has the same halacha. But malabal mamshkin also by makriven kikraven. Yoytzi doifin yochech. Because we're dealing with roiz ekroiz avol roiz ekroiz. And zada shavu shem shubatayr lahedi basru legavaya. Vikolshkin treifa shasru lahedid teyasru legavaya. So again, what the Gemara is suggesting now is at the end of the day, I don't see the pircha to the kal v'chaymer, because you're going to tell me that there's something that's flawed with the kal v'chaymer from balmom shkin also kraven kamakriven. Alo ishtalzu yoytzi doifin. And even if you'll tell me that there's a problem with Yoytze Doifin, because Yoytze Doifin has a chumrah over Treifa. What's the chumrah? Because Yoytze Doifin has this chumrah that it's not chal kedushas Yoytze Doifin on a bechar, but at the same time, I'll tell you, balmum toichiach, because there is kedushas bechar on a balmum. So the chazar adin, so I could make the kal v'chaymer, albeit from a tzad hashava, between Yoytze Doifin and Balmum. So what exactly is the percha? So it's, again, the Brisa says that if there's a percha on the Kal V'chaymer, which we've since edited, and we have now, it's not just a Kal V'chaymer from Balmum. It's a Kal V'chaymer from Balmum and Yoytze Doifin together with the Tzad HaShava. But at the end of the day, what's the percha? Why do I need a Basik Lo Yitzhi HaTreifa? Why can't I just learn it from the Tzad HaShava? The Gemara says, because Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehem. You know what the problem with the Tzad HaShava is? Shekin Lo Yhutru Michlolon. You never find anywhere that there should be a hutter michlolon on the psul yoytze daifin, or there should be a hutter michlolon bamum. Bamum is always pasul akrava. Yoytze daifin is always pasul akrava. Tell me about treifa shutter michlolon, as opposed to treifa, which you find as hutter michlolon. Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Ravashi, treifa shutter michlolon. Mai, where do you find that a treifa is hutter michlolon? Ile mamalikatay lasaif legvaya. Do you mean malikatay lasaif? Maybe that's where you find it, because anytime you do malika, in theory you're rendering the animal a treifa. Still, there's a din to take the oila and to be makrivit. So you see that the is a treifa was hutra michlola. So again, that's a kula over balmum and yoytze daifin. Maybe that's the pircha. How could you learn treifa from balmum and yoytze daifin? On the one hand, treifa has a chumrah, and that it's also lahedit. But then again, it also has a kula. It's hutra michlola. You find treifa being mutter. Malika sa'ila sa'if, it's a treifa before you put it on the mizbeach, as opposed to yoytze daifin and balmum. But the Gemara says, balmum nami be'oilois. You find the same exact example, no less, where there's a hutra michlola for oifis. Because tamos v'zachris bebehemo, vein tamos v'zachris be'oifis. There's no idea of zachris when it comes to an oif, but also no halach of tamos. That's what we need. There's no halach of balmum when it comes to an oif. So just like you see that it's okay to put the oif that's a treifa after you do the malika on the mizbech, you also find that it's okay to be makriv an oif that's a balmum. Because tamos v'zachris bebehemo, vein tamos v'zachris be'oifis. So what are you going to tell me? That treifa has a kula over Balmum and Yoytze Doifin, because it's Hutra Michlola. Balmum has the same kula. It not just that, it's in the same example. Where's your Heichi Timtza, where your Treifa has a kula? Malika Sa'ila Sa'if. When it comes to Eila Sa'if, Balmum Eila Sa'if is also okay, because Ain Thomas Vizakras Ba'ifis. Ella, the Gemara says, maybe it's Malika the Chata Sa'if. Maybe the Raya is from Malika the Chata Sa'if. Likoyhanim, because the halacha is that the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, even though it's a Treifa. So you see this idea of Treifa being Hutra Michlola in the context of Gevaya. The Chata Saif, which was completely nechal by the Kehanim. So you see that the Kohen was allowed to eat it after Maliki, even though there was idea of Treifa. You see the Treifa is Hutra Michlola. But as it relates to the animal that has a Balmum, that's Kachim, being nechal the Kehanim, where there was a Balmum or Yoytze Daifin, you never find Hutra Michlola. And the reason you don't find Hutra Michlola, because there's no halacha that you can't eat from an animal that's a Balmum. There's no halacha you can't eat from a Yoytze Daifin. So you never found a Hutra Michlola when it comes to Balmum and Yoytze Daifin. I found the Hutra Michlola by Treifa. The Hutra Michlola of Malikas Oyla Sa'if, that I found by Balmum also. But the Hutra Michlola for Balmum and Yoytze Daifin by Chata Sa'if, which didn't go on the Mizbeach, it was Nechal, that I don't have by Balmum and Yoytze Daifin. Because Balmum and Yoytze Daifin doesn't have a Psol Achila. So if there's no Psol Achila, how could I have a Hutra Michlola? A bit of a shvera pircha, but says the Gemara, Kehanim Mishulchem Gavayer Kazachu, a real lumdisha line that we're going to just gloss over really, really quickly, and that is that's true that Chata Sa'if was Nechal, but all kachim that were eaten by Kehanim, they really got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the way we look at the lumdis of Achilas Kehanim is that an animal is supposed to go completely like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a Chatas, even an animal that had a chelik of it that was Nechal, really it went Legavaya. Not Hashem.
out of his kindness, said that some of this carbon that's supposed to belong to me, I'm going to give to you. But when the Kehanim eat it, they're really getting it migavaya. Being that they're getting it migavaya, and you find that Balmum is hutra michlala ligavaya, it's considered as if you found it being hutra michlala, even as it relates to Malikas Chatasayf, which is the Kehanim. Either way, says the Gemara. So again, you have a good Kal V'Chaymer over here. What's the Pirch on the Kal V'Chaymer? Let's learn that Trefa should be possible. Kal v'chomer from Balmum and Yoytze Doifin. The Gemara says, "Ala parach achi." I'm going to tell you what the perch is. Malat zada shav shabehen. It's not a good kal v'chomer. Shekein muma nikar. Toima b'treifa. Shekein ein muma nikar. A Balmum's mum is by definition nikar. Even a Yoytze Doifin is nikar, because even though if you meet someone, you don't know if that person it was Yoytze Doifin, but at the same time, it's nikar because there's a coil sometimes that it was Yoytze Doifin. So it's considered something that's nikar. Trefa is not considered to have a mum nikar. Thus, you can't learn trefa from Yoytze Doifin and from Balmum. Thus, it's not a good kal v'chomer. It's for that reason you need a pasuk. Exhale, only for a moment. But either way, so that's what the Gemara said. So what the Gemara is saying is that we had a Braisa. Braisa says, Minat Treif, Minat Bokar, Loitias Atreif. That a Treif is, how do you know a Treif is Pasal Akrava? Minat Bokar. It's Loitias Atreif. Taina is the Gemara. What do you need Minat Bokar for? Why can't I learn it from a Kal V'Chaymer? Madach Balmum, Kal V'Chaymer. And says the Gemara, it's because it's a Pircha. What's the Pircha? The Pircha is that really you can't learn it from Balmum directly. You would need to learn it from Balmum and from Yoytze Doifin. It would have to be based on a Matzah. And the Tzad HaShava and Balmum and Yoytze Doifin have in common Shem Muma Nikr, as opposed to a Treifa Shem Muma Nikr. So being that it's Emu Manikr, maybe it's not as Chomer as Balmum and as Yoytze Doifin. Again, I guess there's an idea that a Mum that's Nikr is less Bakovedik to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a Treifa, which is Emu Manikr. So maybe I can't learn Treifa from Balmum and Yoytze Doifin. It's for that reason I need a Pasuk of Min HaBakar, Loitze Yasa Treifa. But the Gemara says, Treifa Mihacha Nafka, do I learn that a Treifa is Pasuk HaKrova from this Pasuk of Min HaBakar? I know from somewhere else. It says in the Torah, Mimashke Yisrael, the topic of yesterday's daf, Bin Hamutali Yisrael, and we learn from there that the only time you're allowed to put something on the Mizbeach if it's something that a person would be able to eat. By the way, the deeper understanding of that is very simple. It's because we always refer to karbonos as achilas mizbeach. V'mheyachel yeyachel mipsar zevach shlomov b'shtei achilas akasim medaber. Echad achilas adam v'echad achilas mizbeach. Right? There's a parallel between the basa that the kehanim ate and the basa that was put on the mizbeach. They were both considered achilas. Achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. So there's an idea that what's considered kosher v'akadosh baruch hu, so to speak, ligavaya. What's considered kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's considered kosher to the Kayanim. So if the Kayan was allowed to eat it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowed to eat it. If the Kayan wasn't allowed to eat it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, is not allowed to eat it either. So being that a treifa, a Kayan is not allowed to eat, why not? Because it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat a treifa. So too, a treifa is possible to gvayt. That's the limit of Mimashki Yisrael. The limit of Mimashki Yisrael is that Achilas Mizbeach conforms with the guidelines of Achilas Adam. It's an Achila at the end of the day. It's not some esoteric halacha order. Being that you can't eat it, maybe it's pasul l'hakrova. No, it's pasul l'achila. There's an idea of achila. Akrova is achilas mizbeach. That is what it is. I mean that it's achilas mizbeach. It has a shulchan aruch of hilchas machalas asuris. You have to learn the Rambam hilchas machalas asuris to know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Either way, but the Gemara's taina is that what do I need min habakar loitzias atreifa? Why don't I learn it out from imashki yisrael? There's so many halachas. The whole hilchas machalas asuris applies to achilas mizbeach. So treifa's included in there. So again, learning imashki yisrael. Additionally, says the Gemara, I have even another makar. There's a halacha, pratla treifa, that a treifa is possible for ma'isa behema. That it says, kol ashe yaver tachas ha-shevet, and the way Rashi says it, that being that a treifa has no chios, lechashav lo yaveres, it's not considered that it's being yaver tachas ha-shevet, because it's lacking chios. So it's for that reason we learned that a treifa is possible for ma'isa behema. If it's possible for ma'isa behema, shouldn't it be possible for all karbonis? What comes to mind now, by the way, is Kvega's famous tshuva. Reb Kvega asks Akasha, the sugi of Takfu Kayin, if this sugi is not hard enough. So, Takfu Kayin, and in that sugi, the Gemara talks about an idea of Asiri Vadai, Valei Asiri Sofik. Kofetz Echman Aminuyim, right? There's a loch of Asiri Vadai. that the only time you can establish an animal as having Kedushas Meiser Behema is if we know for sure it's the 10th animal. But if there's any Sofik, it doesn't work. And the Rosh famously says in the Sugya of Tagfu Kayin that even if I have a Roiv is not, Roiv doesn't establish Asiri Vadi. If Roiv can't establish Asiri Vadi, how could you ever bring Meiser Behema? The halach is that a Trefa. The halach is that a treif is excluded from Maisa Behema. If a treif is excluded from Maisa Behema, every animal, there's a suffix, maybe it's a treifa. The teretz is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, that roid animals aren't treifas. The problem is, for Maisa Behema, there's a higher standard. The standard is Asiri Vada Yama Rachmana. And it's moving on the sugi of Tokfukai 101. That Roiv doesn't establish Vadai. So if Roiv doesn't establish Vadai, it's an oxymoron, Tokfukai 101. So if it doesn't establish Vadai, then at the end of the day, how do I, maybe every animal is always Bechazkish, Kvega makes a chilik, right? There's between where the Roiv is coming exclusively to establish the Alocha Maisa Behem, or I'm using the Roiv more globally, right? A mitzvah Bekach types for other things. There's others say that the chilik is between Aruba the Issa Kaman and Aruba the Lesa Kaman. That Rosh was only talking about Aruba the Issa Kaman. He never said it regarding Aruba the Lesa Kaman, but we digress. But either way, so the Gemara's cash is, why do I need a pasuk min habakol leitzi es hatreifa? I understand there's no kavuch chaymin, there's no matzad, because of all the pirchas that the Gemara said. But at the end of the day, I have two psukim in the Torah. One in Yecheskel Memhei, Mimashki Yisrael, and Amitumi Kolashe Yaver Tachas Hashavet, says the Gemara Tzrichi. Number one, Tzrichit. Mimashki Yisrael, because had we only had Mashki Yisrael, I mean, I would have thought, maybe Mashki Yisrael is only an animal that never was kosher. Dum Yud Arlov Akili Akere. Examples would be Arlan Kili Akere. But if the animal was once kosher, and then only later something happened, Emotis Kasher, very big Kiddush. There's a Havamin in the Gemara that maybe the only time Mashki Yisrael, and by the way, Taisus learns that this is true, Lefiyo Emes, that the only time you say Mashki Yisrael is if it was never kosher. But to the extent that it was once kosher, it had a Shasa Kosher, that's a real Kachem term, if it had a Shasa Kosher, then it's going to be okay. Therefore, Kasav Rachmon and Kalasha Yavr. That's why Nikolasha Yavr. Because Rachmon and Kalasha Yavr, had we only had Kalasha Yavr, have we been able to tell the Muchit Mute, Hecha, De Nitrefa, Ula Besai Fiktisha? I would have thought that Kalasha Yavr is only Mamayat if it was a Trefa first and then it became Hektish. Dumi the Meiser. What happens with Meiser? What happens with Meiser is the Torah says, Kalasha Yavr Tachas HaShevet. That when you're going to establish Meiser Behema, the animal has to be an animal that can go on its own. As opposed to a treifa that's considered to not have chayas. But the point is that at that time that it's becoming hektish is where the Torah is saying it's not allowed to be a treifa. Let's say it would become a treifa later, maybe it would be okay. So it's k'tisha l'vasoif nitrefa, the b'in the doctor shall have a chaz, yeimot tiskasher, kasar rachmanim in habaka, that's what I mean in habaka, it's tzrichi. Bottom line is that at the end of the day, how do I know that a treifa is pasal akrava? It's learned out from three psukim. Min Abaka in Parshas Vayikra, Mimashke Yisrael in Yecheskel Perek Memhei, and Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashevet, the Pasuk with regards to Maisa Behem. Why do I need three? Because we have to literally cover ourselves. We have to be able to cover all scenarios. We have to be able to cover a scenario where it became Trefa after it became Hektish, where it once had a Shasa Kosher. Even in those two cases, that's what Min HaBakar at the end of the day is coming to teach me, Lahoitzi Es HaTreifa, and now we could exhale. Either way, before we go weiter, two Aharas. One a more Lamdisha Ahara, and the second one a lighter Ahara. So we just concluded the first Sugya in the beginning of Masechtas Menachis, and that is the sugya of Shalei Lashmas. As mentioned, at the beginning of Menachis, really the first 25 blad, it's a chazara, it's a little bit of a recap, almost the sequel, so to speak, on Masech Tzvachim, but we're going to go through a lot of the sugyas that we learned in the beginning of Masech Tzvachim here in Masech Tzvachim, and the first one was the sugya of Shalei Lashmas. You can't learn the sugya of Shalei Lashmas without mentioning, albeit briefly, the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. So really, the sugya of Shalei Lashmas in the world of Lamdas begins with the Griz ala Sefer and Hilchas Maisa Karbonis Perik Dalet Halacha Yodal. But first, Zvachim Daf Bezam Adves. So a carbon that's brought Shalei Lashma, what's the halacha? So when you learn Masech Tzvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shenizvuchu Shalei Lashma Ksheiros Ela Shalei Olu Lebailon Lashem Chayva Chutz Min HaPesach VeHachatas. When you learn Menachis, it's Kol HaMenachis Shenikmetzu Shalei Lashma Ksheiros Ela Shalei Olu Lebailon Lashem Chayva Chutz Min Minchas Chayte UMinchas Kanoitz. Rav Shita is, even the Minchas HaOmer, we saw there's a Shitas Rav Shimon that's a little bit unclear, Rabbah, Rav Ashi, Rabbah, to try to understand exactly what Pshan Rav Shimon is. But the bottom line is, a carbon Shalei Lashma is, in the best case scenario, going to be like alu l'bayilam l'shem chayva. In the worst case scenario, it's going to be completely pasul, which means you can't eat the basar, you can't put any of it on the mizbeach, there's no shich, there's nothing. But al kopanim, that's the halacha of shalei l'shma. What are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think l'shma. That means when the kohen's doing the avodah, he's supposed to think l'shma. What's the definition of l'shma? Shinui kodesh. And shinui ba'alim, shinui kodesh, you have to make sure you don't think the wrong carbon. Shinui ba'alim, you have to make sure you don't think the wrong ba'alim. The Gemara Masechtas Vachin Daf Beis Amud Beis says, what would be if the kohen didn't think anything? He was spacing out. Stum. He did the avodah, but he did it stum. So it wasn't shalei l'shma. It wasn't chatos l'shem ayla. It wasn't, instead of l'shem Ruvain, l'shem Shimon. But he also didn't think l'shma. He did it stum. So it's the topic of Daf Beis Amud Beis Masechtas Vachin. And the Gemara comes out, Stama is kilashma. And that's in contrast to Gittin, with the Zalacha, the Kasav Lod Lashma. There, the Alacha Stama is not Lashma. But when it comes to Zvachim, the Alacha is Stama is Lashma. Skrov cleared. Why is it that when a Kain thinks Shaloi Lashma, the halacha is that it impacts the carbon. Either lay alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, or it's going to be pasul. Is the pshat. Because avodas have to be done l'shma. Like the Gemara learns out from Limudim and Drashas, an avodah has to be done l'shma. Thus, there's a chalois of l'shma that needs to be inserted into an avodah. If you think shalei l'shma, then by definition, it's not l'shma. And being that it's not l'shma, it comes out the avoida, or the carbon is missing an integral ingredient. As a result, it's going to be pasul. And said the Brisker Rav, although it's true that stoma is kilishma, that just means that stoma is also going to be okay. Meaning, it doesn't have to be lishma, it could also be stoma. But when you think shalei lishma, it's not stoma and it's not lishma. So at the end of the day, I don't have an ingredient that I need in order for this carbon to be kosher. So again, a carbon has to be done lishma. The avodas adam of the carbon need to be done with the machshava lishma. And think of machshava as a metzius, as a living organism. It needs to be placed into the carbon. So if I think lishma, I have it. Stoma, that's the chiddush of zvachim daf beis amud beis, is kilishma dami. But when I'm shaloi lishma, I don't have lishma. Because it was shalei lishma. I don't have stoma either, because it was shalei lishma. So it's not lishma, it's not stoma. At the end of the day, I'm now missing the lishma. If I'm missing the lishma, the male of the carbon is going to be pasul. Oh yeah, Shleimer said the Brisker Rav, that's not the way you're supposed to understand shalei lishma. But rather, the yisoid of shalei lishma is not what I'm missing, but it's to the contrary. It's that I put something inside this carbon that's pasul. Meaning, just like there's an idea that you find machshavas throughout Seder Kachem have an ability to disqualify a carbon. Machshavas pigel, whether it's chutz l'zmane, chutz l'kayme. If bringing a carbon Pesach and you have a machshava, shalei l'shom eichel, there's different machshavas that have an ability to impact the carbon. Seder Brisker Rav, it could be the yisoid of a machshava shalei l'shma is that it's a machshava hapiselis. And the machshava hapiselis of shalei l'shma has an ability to impact the carbon in the same way a machshava spigel does. A machshava of chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkayme. In other words, the aside of why a carbon that was brought shalei l'shma is possible is not so much because what I'm missing, but rather it's because of what I have. I have something that's possible, that's making the carbon, there's a positive thing that's stirring the kashrus of the carbon. Just like a machshava of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkayme has an ability to make a carbon possible, so too a machshava of shalei l'shma has an ability to make a carbon possible. Either way, the Brisker Rav entertains three possibilities. It could be the first side, it could be the second side, it could be the both true. It could be that when you have a machshava shalei l'shma, number one, you're lacking the l'shma that you have to have, and from that standpoint, the carbon's a problem. Or it could be, and it's possible as well, that you have a machshava apiselis, you have a machshava that's going to make the carbon possible. But says the Brisker Rav that the emes is that if you understand the oimek of how stomach l'shma works, you would realize it's pashit, that the real pshat is the second pshat, the tzadah mechudashes. And Brisker Rav said, that is, that what does stomach lishma mean? What's the definition of stomach lishma? Is the pshat in stomach lishma that if a person, if a kohen is doing the avodah and he's thinking stomach, it's as if he thought lishma, meaning lishma is kosher and stomach is also kosher. So it's true that when the kohen does the avodah stomach, it wasn't lishma, he never thought lishma, but he doesn't have to think lishma. Lishma is okay. That's maybe l'katchila. And stam is also okay. Maybe it's more b'dievet. But at the end of the day, just like avoida that's done lishma is a kosher avoida. An avoida that's done stam is also a kosher avoida. Not that when you do it stam, it is as if the avoida was done lishma. It's not. It would have to be done positively lishma in order for the avoida to have been considered to have done lishma. And there's no lamdan that's going to be able to tell you that if I did it stam, it's as if I did it lishma. No way, I didn't do it lishma. It's as if I did it lishma in the sense that it's okay, it's kosher. That just like lishma makes an avoida kasha, if I do it stama, it also makes the avoida kasha. But avada, when I do it stama, there's no chalois lishma on the carbon. The chiddush is that just like lishma is okay, stama is going to be okay as well. Oyesh loimar, the way stama lishma works is that when I'm stama, it's the carbon was done lishma. As if to say that you don't need to think lishma to create a chalois lishma on a carbon. Stam is also kulishma. Stam is also kulishma. Says the Brisker Rav, I have many rayas, and that's the arichos that we're not going to go through this morning. That when that the way stama works is that when you think stama, it's chalishma on the carpet. That stama kulishma means is that even by the kayin not thinking lishma, the carbon is still considered lishma. If that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, I'm not sure how a machshava shalei lishma can remove that. Meaning, if there's some lumbus that says that by kachim, stomach lishma means that even without thinking lishma, it's chal lishma in the carbon, you know what that means? That means that lishma is part of the DNA of a carbon. That means that a carbon wakes up in the morning lishma. If it wakes up in the morning lishma, I don't know how a machshava could uproot that. And if that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, it must be that the lumdus of how a machshava apisalus works, it must be the lumdus of how a machshava apisalus works, is that it's a machshava apisalus. It's not the pshat that when you think shalai lishma, you're being oikar the lishma. Because in stama lishma, you see that lishma is part and parcel of the avoda. It's part and parcel of the carbon. It's a chalois be'etzim in the carbon. So if that's the case, there's no way for me to uproot that. You can't say, oh, now that I thought Shalai Lishma, I removed the Lishma of the carbon. You can't do that. Stomach Kilishma means that it's part of the DNA. It's part of the Kishkas of the carbon. I can't uproot that. Being that I don't need Lishma to create the Chalois Lishma, I can't remove the Chalois Lishma with a Machshava Shalai Lishma. So what then is a Machshava Shalai Lishma? It's a Machshava Apiseles. Just like there's a Machshava Apiseles when it comes to Chus Hazmani, Chus HaKoymai, so too there's a Machshava Apiseles when it comes to Shalai Lishma as well. And the Brisker Rav brought many rais. He brought a rai from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says there's three Machshavas that are Apiseles as a carbon. And the Rambam says Machshava Chus Hazmani, Machshava Chus HaKoymai, and the Machshava Shalai Lishma. And the Brisker Rav said that if the Yisoid of a Machshava Shalai Lishma is not the Pshat, that there's a machshava apiseles that's passing the carbon. But rather the word is that when I think shalai lishma, I just don't have lishma. So it's not a machshava apiseles. The lumdus is that I'm missing an core ingredient to the carbon. It's what I'm missing. It's not what I have. It's what I don't have. From the Rambam's lashon is, it sounds like it's a machshava apiseles, right? If it's a machshava apiseles, like chutz mani chutz mkaimai, then it's very moving why the Rambam refers to shalai lishma as a machshava apiseles. But if really there's no such thing as a machshava apiseles of shalai lishma, it's just that when I think shalai lishma, I don't have lishma. It's just that when I think shalai lishma, I don't have lishma. Then it's not the machshava that I had that's shtering the carbon. It's the machshava that I didn't have that's shtering the carbon. It's what I'm missing. It's not what I have. Rashi in Zvachim Dabez and Rashi in Menachis Dabez brings that there's a lo yichashev when it comes to machshava shalai lishma. Right? It says in the Torah lo yichashev, and the Gemara learns from there that there's a lo yisase to think shalai lishma, to think have a machshavas pigel. So much so that the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav she'im b'maisa loiken olav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get malchus for a machshavas pigel. Rashi says that just like you would get Malkus according to Rabbi Yehuda from Machshavas Pigol, so too you'd get Malkus according to Rabbi Yehuda from Machshava Shalai Lishma. Said the Brisker Rav, Bishloima, if it's a Machshava HaPiseles, then I understand why it's Lo Yichashev. What's the problem with Shalai Lishma? It's the bad Machshava I had. It's Lo Yichashev Shalai Lishma. But if the halacha of Shalai Lishma apostle just means you have to think Lishma, so when I think Shalai Lishma, it's not a positive Machshava HaPiseles. The issue is not what I have, the issue is what I don't have. So if the issue is what I don't have, the issue is not the machshav apiseles, why should that be included in Lo Yichashev? The truth is, there's many rayas to this yisoid of the Brisker Rav. We'll just mention a few of them very, very briefly. Number one, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Gimel says that the only time machshav shalei lishma is a problem if you thought l'shem a different carbon. So for example, chatas l'shem oil is a problem, but chatas l'shem chulin is not a problem. Chatas l'shem chulin is not a problem. What's the kasha? L'chatas l'shem chulin, it wasn't lishma, and it wasn't stama. So Bishleima, if Shalei Lishma means Machshav HaPiselis, it is a halach. There's a Shulchan Aruch of how Machshav HaPiselis works. What's the Shulchan Aruch Machshav HaPiselis? It has to conform to certain guidelines. Chatos Lishem Chulin, Demina Machrev, the Lav Minolei Machrev, the Sugi in Zvachon, Dav Gimel Manal. But the point has been that it doesn't conform to the guidelines of this Machshav HaPiselis. It's not. But if the Vard is that I need to think Lishma, or at the very least Stama, it wasn't Lishma, it wasn't Stama. So how could Chatos Lishem Chulin be okay? L'chair it should be a problem. Another riot. The Gemara says the only time there's a psul of Shinui Bailin is if the person I thought about is a Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisai. So if the Kohen's bringing a Chatos Shem Ruvain, he has a mind Shimon. So if Shimon was Chayiv Chatos, it's a Shinui Bailin. But if Shimon wasn't Chayiv Chatos, it's not going to be a Shinui Bailin. L'chura, at the end of the day, even if the Kohen, instead of thinking Shem Ruvain, thought L'Shem Shimon, if Shimon wasn't Chayiv Chatos, how could that not be an issue? At the end of the day, I don't have Lishma. There's a din you need Lishma, and I don't have Lishma. Elamai, it's a vart that there's a machshava hapiselas, and this machshava has a shulchan aruch. And one of the dinim is that in shinui bailim it has to be a mukhiv kapara kamaisa. Another raya is from Menachas in the sugi that we learned right in the beginning of Masechtas Menachas. Reb Shimon shita. Reb Shimon has a shita that minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes is not a machshava hapiselas. And it was machlekes hamirom what the pshat is. But Rabba was the first pshat that the Gemara brought, and Rabba said shemaseh mechichin ala. The problem is who cares maseh mechichin from today till tomorrow? At the end of the day, I didn't think L'Shem the proper Mincha. So I don't have L'Shma, it's not Stoma either. I didn't think Stoma, I thought L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes. So how could it be kosher? The Teretz is, because Stoma L'Shma is a chalois in the carbon. I have to be oiker the Stoma with a Machshava Peselis. Reb Shimon holds, where it's Maseh Meichichin, there's no problem. Machshava of Machshava Peselis. Bring you another Raya. From the Halachis of, from Rashi da Pesam Adbeis, where Rashi says a Machshava Peselis from Kachin has to be Bedibor. But if you only think it, it's not a problem. It means I can think Shalei L'Shma from today until tomorrow. But if I didn't say it out loud, it's not a problem. So the Lumbim Taina that Bishloima, if it's Halachim Machshava Hapriselas, so Rashi saying a Chiddush, Machshava really means Dibur. But if the verse, I have to think Lishma, you need a positive Lishma. If I thought Shalei Lishma, at the end of the day, I don't have Lishma, and it wasn't Stami either, because I thought Shalei Lishma. So how in the world could this carbon be Kasha? The Kasha that they ask in Shir, they struggle with this, from Yeshua and the Shiurim, very, very much with the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav, is that there are Rayas that ideally, in a perfect world, you should think Lishma and not rely on Stama Lishma. Even though the Gemara says it was a Tanai Bezden not to think Lishma. But in the perfect world, the Katchila, you were supposed to think Lishma. The Kasha is, what's this mitzvah the Katchila to think Lishma? Why? If the lumdis of Stama Lishma is that Stama is not Lishma, but Stama is kosher just like Lishma is kosher. Okay, so it's ideal to have the Lishma and not to rely on the inferior grade of Stama. But if the lumdus of Stama Kilishma is that when you're thinking Stama, it is Lishma, the super duper lumdus of the Brisker Rav, that Lishma is a chalois in the garden, then what's this Indian of a Katkhila thinking Lishma? Why? It's Lishma anyways. It's anyways Lishma. If there's two levels, there's Lishma and there's Lishma. Lishma is kosher. That's glatt kosher with the best hashgach in the world. And then there's Stama. Bal nefesh should be machmer maybe. I don't know. Then there's another level of Stama. Okay, so that makes sense. The katchila, do the Lishma. And then b'dievet. Okay, it's fine if you're traveling. But I don't understand what's pshat in, if the lumdis is that Stama is Lishma, it's the same thing. What's the difference? What, okay, if I get it this way, if I get it that way? I'll give you an example just to bring out the point. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavana. It's a little bit confusing. So we're soymich when it comes to a lot of things on mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana based on a chayadam that said that anytime it's obvious from what you're doing that you're doing the l'shem mitzvah over there you can rely, but really in Shulchan Aruch it's mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But there is such a, but stating that in halacha Mishabru already brings in Hilchas Krishma that mitzvah min amufcher is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That makes a lot of sense because you could do a mitzvah with kavana, you could do a mitzvah without kavana. See, even if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, or you're going to rely on a chayyadim, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, l'katchila, the proper way to do it is with kavana. I could do the mitzvah with kavana, without kavana. L'katchila, do it with kavana. But so that would make sense. I could do it with lishma, I could do it without lishma. Do it with lishma. But if even when I do it without lishma, I'm essentially doing it with lishma, it's always considered to have been done lishma because there's something called stama lishma that's a chalois in the carbon. Then what's this idea of the katchila doing it lishma? Either way, zok the mishnah weiter. Echad minchas choyte, v'echad kol ha-menachas. So this is the second halacha being discussed here in Masechtas Menachas. Whether it's a minchas choyte or whether it's a different type of mincha, shekim tzanzar, oinein, tful yoyim, mechusa begadim, mechusa kipurim, shloi rochatz yadav, raglav, oral, tome, yoyshev, oimid, al-gabi, kelim, al-gabi, behema, al-gabi, regla, chevere, apostle. So We're going through this quickly, but this is essentially the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Zvachim. So all the psulim that we have in Masechta Zvachim, all the different types of kehanim that are not allowed to do avodas adam, the same exact list, these kehanim are not allowed to do avodas with a mincha either. Come, it's b'smol, possible. If the kohen did kmitza with his left hand, it's possible. Avodah has to be done with your right hand. The Mesera says that if you did the kmitza with your left hand, yachzer, you could put the kohen back, v'yachzer v'yikmitz b'yamin, and then do kmitza all over again with your right hand. You could undo it. The Gemara will discuss this. Come, it's v'alabiyal yitzrar, if the kohen did kmitza and he took a rock in the kohen, a gargar melech, or there was a grain of salt, a kerich alavayna, there was a little bit of levayna. Possible, it's possible. Because a kohenetz has can't be too much and can't be too little. There's a shear of what a kohenetz is. And in this case, the kohenetz is chaser. Because the kohenetz has to be completely of the mincha. And here you have other things. There's foreign objects here. So that at the end of the day, I have what's called a kohenetz chaser. Ezehu hayeser. What's an example of yeser? Shekamtsu mevurutz. If it was like a heap, there was too much. The chaser should come to brush its ba'isav. Chaser would mean instead of doing the full kamitza, you only folded your fingers as opposed to bringing it all the way down to your palm. Taisus obviously speaks out that the case that the Mishnah gave is also an example of a kaimitz chaser. The bottom line is a whole bunch of halachas as it relates to kamitza. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah began with halacha echad minchas choite ve'echad kol aminachis. That apostle went ahead and did the kamitza. It's going to be a problem. The Gemara asks the obvious question. Lomeli the misni echad minchas choite ve'echad kol aminachis listni kol aminachis shekimtzun zaroinen. Why echad minchas choite ve'echad kol aminachis? Why are we singling out minchas choite? Why is minchas choite a miyuchas? Now, in the first mission of the parak, Minchas Chayte was singled out. Why? Because it was the exception to the rule. That even though Shaloi L'Shma ordinarily is kosher, Minchas Chayte, it's going to be possible. But over here, it's included in the psul. So just say that Kol HaMenachas are possible. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, there's a chiddush over here, the Reb Shimon. The Tanya, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, B'din, who should take Minchas Chayte to Hashem and Levayna? Reb Shimon said that really Minchas Chayte should require Hashem and Levayna. Why? Shaloi Yehei Chayte and Iskar. Why is it that the Minchas Chayte didn't have Shem and Levayna? And it doesn't make sense. So his Minchas cheaper? Why? We're trying to let him get off the hook? But why is it that there's no shemen and levayna shleyei karbanim huder? Because the shemen and levayna make the carbon more beautiful, and we don't want to beautify his carbon. He continued and he said, b'dinu shetei chatas chelev tuna nesachim. Chatas chelev should also need nesachim. Shaloi yehei chayte niskar. Yet the chatas chelev had no nesachim. Neymah inatuna. Because the wine, the nesachim, is going to make the chatas very, very nice. Says the Gemara, being that Reb Shimon said that there's a svara of shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder when it comes to the minchas chayte. So gadai dechamin, I would have thought, hayo v'am Reb Shimon shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder. Ki kam shalom psula nami tiskasher. Then maybe that should impact the type of carbon, the type of person, the type of kohen you need to do the avoida. So I would think that if an apostle does the avoida, maybe it's going to be kosher. Why? Shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder. So even though ordinarily you need a kohen, maybe here it's better you don't use a kohen. Shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder kamash malan. That's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, hasam nami listening, then why don't we have this in the Mishnah, in the Masechta Zvachim as well? When the Mishnah says, all the Zvachim that are possible the avoida, let it say, echad chatas chelev, the echad kala Zvachim, shekidlu dam zar v'oine. And why don't we single out chatas chelev there as well? V'leimol the Reb Shimon itzurich. That the reason we're singling out chatas chelev is to tell me that even according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a problem. You would think chatas chelev again. Shalayhei karbanim mehuder, you see, it doesn't bring the sachim. Kamash malan, that at the very least it has to be a kayin. Alma, what do you see from the fact that we didn't sing al chatas chelev? Kibin the tanalei kal, v'like tani chutz, kulu mashma. Kal means everything. If it says chutz, that's when there's exceptions. But if it says kal and it doesn't say chutz, you know it's all inclusive. Hachanami, kibin the tana kal, v'like tani chutz, kulu mashma. But the Gemara says, it's tzrich, no. So that I would have thought, hayil v'ikim no, the reish is like Reb Shimon, seifa namit like Reb Shimon. I would have thought that being that the reish is like Reb Shimon, maybe the seifa is like Reb Shimon as well. Kulu mashma. Here there's a half a minute to think that the Mishnah would be like Reb Shimon. Had the Mishnah said, kol ha-menachas, and not singled out minchas chayte, I would have thought it's not Reb Shimon. Why? Because the first Mishnah was Reb Shimon. Right? The first Mishnah, how did Masechtas Menachos start? The top of Dabez Amid Beis. Name of Masnisin like Reb Shimon. Why is Mishnah not like Reb Shimon? Because the Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos Kasha V'loi Alo, and Reb Shimon's Shita is that it's always Kasha. Reb Shimon has a whole different Shita. So being that the first Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, I would have thought the second Mishnah is like Reb Shimon as well. There's no reason to think the Mishnah Masechtas Vachim is like Reb Shimon. So we don't have to single out Echad Chatas Chelev to teach me that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. But over here, there's a good basis to argue that the Mishnah is the Leiker Reb Shimon. Thus, we need to single out Echad Minchas Chayte, so that I should know that the Mishnah really is like Reb Shimon. Rav Zor should come at Yachzav Zor Das Kemitza. It's possible, so you could put the Kemitz back. Veit Gemar Vanan Pasal Tanan. Mishnah says Pasal. Pasal sounds like it's disqualified. There's no way to undo it. So the Gemara says, "My Pasal Pasal Atchi Yachzav." Pasal means it's Pasal until you put it back. Iyachi Hayde Ben Beseir. That's Ben Beseir. So again, the Mishnah said, "Come at Bismoil Pasal." If you did Kemitza with your left hand, it's Pasal. Ben Beseir said, "If you did Kemitza with your left hand, put it back and do Kemitza all over again." So what's the Gemara's kasha again? That how could Rav say that a Zor that does Kemitza put the Kemitz back? Isn't that Ben Beseir Shita? And it sounds like from the Mishnah, the Chacham Amar. Now Ben Beseir was talking about we did Kemitza with your left hand. Rav is talking about what a Zor did Kemitza. But what are the two things have in common? It was a pasul and kmitza. So you can put the kmitz back and you could do it all over again. So says the Gemara, isn't that Ben Beseir Shita? The Rabbanan seem to argue with that. How could Rav and the Rabbanan say that if you did Azar did kmitza, you could put the kmitz back? That's Ben Beseir Shita. The Gemara says, Ida isa l'kmitz b'ini lo pligi. No, because Rav held that if the kmitz is around, there's really no machlekes. The Rabbanan agree with Ben Beseir. And that's what Rav was coming to say. That you could always put the kmitz back. Ki pligi, what's this machlekes Ben Beseir and the Rabbanan, whether you could put the kmitz back and do a new kmitza? You can't put the kmitz back a new kmitza. The chaser kmitz. What are they arguing? They're arguing where the kmitz is gone. Rabbanan, savi rabbanan, holo yavi mitech beisiv yilam leno. You can't take a different flour and replace the kmitz. Ben Beseir savi yavi mitech beisiv yilam leno. The question is, can I go home, take a new kmitz, put it in, and now do a new kmitza? That's the shaila. Ihachi, but the Gemara says if that's Ben Beseir's chiddush, his chiddush is not that you could do the kmitz all over again, but his chiddush is that you could put the kmitz back. Ben Beseir oimer yach. That's what he should have said, right? I mean, why did he say that? I'm sorry. Ben Beseir oime yachzer v'yachzer v'yikus v'yamin. Ben Beseir oime yachzer v'yavi mitoich beisoy v'yamaleno v'yachzer v'yikus v'yamin mi'boyle. He should have said that. It's not what he said. So the Gemara says, you have to say, ki kama rav ben Beseir. Ben Beseir, rav that said, that Azar that does Kemitza could put the Kemitz back and do it all over again. He was only going according to Ben. It's true. It's Ben Beseir Rashid in the Mishnah. And he was going according to Ben Beseir. Ben Beseir that said, Kamatz Bismol, you could put it back. Ben Beseir is going to hold. If Azar did the Kemitza, you could put it back as well. But the Gemara says, Pshita. Why is that a chiddush? Marz, I'll tell you. Marz, the time I would have thought, I'd kind of come after Ben Beseir El Basmal. I would have thought Ben Beseir only said his halacha Basmal. Avul Bashar Psulim Loi. But when it comes to other Psulim Lat, Kamash Malon, and we are going to stop here. But before we stop, we'll just end a very intense stuff on a rather light note. And that is that Reb Shimon said that the Minchas Chayte was unique in that although ordinarily menachas were made up of three ingredients, there was soilis, there was shemen, which is oil, and there was levoina. The Minchas Chayte had no shemen, the Minchas Chayte had no oil either. And the reason is, shalo yehei karbonoi had no levoina either. And the reason is, shalo yehei karbonoi mehuda. The truth is, there was another carbon that also had no shemen and no levoina. That was the Minchas Kanois. The Minchas Kanois was the same thing. It was a carbon mincha. It came from Se'irim as opposed to Chitin. There was no shemen, and there was no levoina either. Why was there no shemen and was there no levoina? So Rashi and Chumash says as follows. The three unique characteristics of the Minchas Kanois. Number one, Se'irim. So okay, look at Rashi. V'loi chitin. It was Se'irim and it was not chitin. And the reason is, he also saw Maisa Behema, being that she acted like a Behema, Karbana, Michael Behema. Her carbon is going to be Michael Behema. Lo yitzigal of shemen, the Torah says. There was also no oil in the Minchas Kanois. Why? Shelo yehei karbana mehudar. Reb Shimon, the Gemara we just learned. Shashemen karui ar, because Shemen is called ar, vihi asa sabachayshech. And she acted in darkness. Falayit and all of levoina, and her carbon doesn't have levoina, sheha imois nekrois levoina. Because the ima'ois were considered levoina. Shenemar el givas ha levoina, vihi pirsha midachem. And she didn't act like the imais. So the reason there's no shemen shloyei karbana mahuda, the reason there's no levaina sheimais nekrois levaina, and why sa'irim? So that we know he asks a ma'isa behema v'karbana meichel behema. I saw in the Zeis Liakov, Reb Shmuel Yankov on Bamidbar, which just recently came out, so on this pasuk in Parshas Nasi that discusses the Minchas Kanois, he makes a beautiful observation. He says in the same breath that we're looking the sight in the eye and telling her that she acted like a behema, we're also being taiveya her, why didn't you act like the imais? It's unbelievable. She was a behema. That's what she did. She was mezana. It was considered a tremendous pirate's gather. It was very, very bad what she did. Lefichach, it's for that reason, the symbolism is, we give her, you know what dinner is going to be tonight? What we give behemas. You know why? You acted like a behema? We're going to give you Meichel Behemah. This is what you imagine. You serve dog food. That's what's happening. You're giving her Meichel Behemah. That's what her carbon is. It's a symbolism. He also some Meichel Behemah. The carbon of Meichel Behemah. And then in the same breath, we look into, you know what? You know who you could have been? You could have been like the mice. You could have been like Sarah Rivka Rachaleh. And they're called Levina. You weren't like that. Lefichach, for that reason, it's going to be symbolic in this carbon as well. We're not going to have Levina either. He drew a parallel to the Ben Sayre Meir. We know the Ben Sayre Meir was a Sayre, he was a Meir. And the Ramban, we've spoken at this Ramban many times, talks about what the significance of Sayre is and what the significance of Meir is. But one line in the Ramban, Vasheni, Shehu Zaylo Vasayre. This Ben Sayre Meir was a Zaylo Vasayre. So if Shmuel Yankiv said it's Gival. You're dealing over here with a Ben Sayre Meir who's giving everyone a real run for their money. And he's in such a bad place that Chazal were able to be oimid al-soif daitei shaladim and say there's going to be a time that this person is going to be chayiv mises bezin. So yomu zakei v'ayomu chayiv. And in the same breath where we call him a zeilul and a soivei and everything else, we say, there's a taina. You know what the taina is? Kedoshim to you. You could have been a kaddish. But I think the beer is so poshut. The beer is, anytime a person wastes a life, it's tragic. So a person gets involved with something that he shouldn't get involved with, whether it's addiction, something else, it's terrible, it's tragic. A wasted life is tragic. But the tragedy is so much greater when this person had potential. And the potential that a person has is something that exacerbates, it highlights, it magnifies the tragedy of that person not being able to realize his or her potential. I mean, just to draw an analogy, and I apologize for the analogy, but for example, you have a professional athlete who's destined to make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and he gets caught up with silliness, and as a result, he loses his contracts. Every person understands that that's tragic. It's very, very, it's unbelievable. Look, what a waste of a life. There's a lot of people wasting their lives. But every now and again, you hear a story, and you're like, wow, that's silly. I mean, seriously? I mean, how dumb could that person be? And that's something that intuitively we always understand. And that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that every single Bas Yisrael is Bnei Imahos, and with their daughters of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And every single Yid is Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. We're all put on this world with potential. And sometimes we recognize it, and sometimes people around us recognize it, but the reality is every single person has a unique potential. That's why an Ovel says Yiskadu v'Yiskadish Meirav, right? That's why an Ovel says Kaddish after a loved one dies. What's the reason? It's because every single person has his unique way that he's able to be Marbik Feit Shemayim in the world. No, Reuven can't serve Hashem the way Shimon does, and Shimon can't do it the way Levi does. We're all unique. We all serve a specific topic. And when a person dies, that Kfeit Shemayim, that person was able to provide, sometimes in a very simple way, is lost from the world. And that's the tefillah, Yiskadu v'Yiskadish, that let that void be filled in some other way. That's what we're asking, that Kfeit Shemayim, that Kiddush Hashem, that was created by this person. But the point is, every single person is unique. Every single Yid in his own way can achieve godless. Every single Bas Yisrael could be like the Imais. Every single Ben Torah could be like the Avos. And it's for that reason, that's what the Torah is coming to emphasize, that this Saita is standing now in Shan Nikmer. She was Mizanus, or potentially, and she acted definitely in a promiscuous way, in a very terrible way. She acted like a behemoth. But you know what emphasizes the tragedy of the fact that she acted like a behemoth? That she could have been Levina. Look at what you lost. Look at what you gave up. Yeah, if somebody's brought on this world and doesn't have that much upside, there's some people, yeah, the expectation level is behemoth. It'd be big chiddush if they acted like an adam. But Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov and the daughters of Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah, that's why what we tell her is you acted like a behemoth, and oh, by the way, you know why it's so tragic? Because what you could have been is you could have been Levina.